You think I can monetize this and make a living with my podcast? So Scott Mellinger, thanks for being my first miniature story. I'm going to start something called As a Story Grows Footnotes, because there's just too many good stories that are happening. And instead of making it an entire thing, I just want to do a short quickie. Hey, this guy said something interesting. I think it should go out there. So
cool. I like it.
Here we go. I like it too.
It's a good way to boost my
numbers.
Footnote or
footnotes.
Wait. All right.
What do you
think? Nothing.
Behave yourself. Don't be a douchebag. So, we just come off a weekend hanging out with Zayo. That was crazy. I just wanted to go over some of that, see how your feelings were, how'd the show go in Canada, how'd the show go in New York. What was it like having a sixth wheel along with the band? I had a blast, man. It was cool. How was it
for me or for?
Yeah,
I mean,
whatever.
I don't know. I like having different people because it like kind of breaks up the monotony of the five people or the four other dudes I see all the time. So it's kind of nice to have that extra, you know, personality in there. It kind of helps.
I fit, right? I did okay, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could hang with you, Rise. I helped write awful, perverted lyrics to 80s songs, just like you guys.
Yes. I forget. You had one good one. I can't remember what the one
I wrote down somewhere.
Good. All right.
I think I scratched it into Dan's backpack or something. I don't know. It's in there somewhere.
Great. Hopefully we have it.
It's around somewhere. But all right, man. So you got home from the trip, and during the nuclear fallout from the trip, you texted me like, dude, you're not gonna believe what just happened to me. And I didn't believe what just happened. I never even heard of this guy before. I want you to tell us what happened to you this week.
Okay, so my wife has been following this dude called Needle to Square. It's Steve and his goat Miles. They're walking from the Space Needle in Seattle all the way to New York City. Okay. So Times Square, so Needle, Space Needle 2 Times Square.
Right.
Well, he's been doing this walk since like 2012. So he's been walking that whole time across the country, which is in its own right just insanity to me.
And why is he doing it?
Because he is helping to raise money for an orphanage in Kenya.
Okay.
His one of his closest friends is a Christian missionary. I believe he went over there to build an orphanage, or he was there and then he wanted to do this. And I guess Steve wanted to help any way he could. This was an idea that they came up with. So
weird.
He's been walking since 2012. I can't wrap my brain around that, but he got into, like Pennsylvania, right around when the Penguins were in the playoffs. So he was in Pittsburgh when they won the Stanley Cup, and he tweeted crazy about it. And yeah, so he saw that in Pittsburgh, and then it took a couple of days. And then he got into Greensburg, which is like a town over from where me and my wife and daughter live. And then she was just keeping up with where he was. And we found out that he was about 5 minutes from our house. So we got in the car, drove around, went on our the main interstate that goes through Pennsylvania, and we found him. So we pulled over to the side of the road, all excited, because I mean, not only is it just a cool thing, but it's such, you know, once in a lifetime thing, somebody does this type of thing, that you want to meet them.
Sure. Yeah.
And you know, we're like animal lovers in our house, so my daughter was excited to see the goat and all that stuff. So you see him walking.
Goat. He's walking with a goat.
He was walking with a goat. He started out with a puppy. The puppy got hurt in a puppy park or a dog park. He wasn't able to take the puppy, so he started out with this other goat. I forget the name of the goat. Leroy Brown, maybe, I think was his name or something funny like that. But the goat passed away because it was a little bit of an older goat.
Baddest goat in the whole damn town.
Yeah, that's it. And then so he went on Craigslist and got the new goat Miles.
He got a goat on Craigslist.
Yeah. So he got this. Yeah. So he got this other goat named Miles, and they've been walking. So we pull over. We see him coming. It's cool. He walks up, you know, greets us. He's like unbelievably nice. Really, you know, really happy to greet people and have people take pictures with him and talk to him. And my wife read about how he, number one, he came out of Seattle. So like automatically I'm like, huh, Seattle. There's a certain label that's out of Seattle that we had an affiliation with. I wonder if this guy knows anything like that.
Sub Pop?
Yes, exactly. So she like read that he was in bands and he worked with bands. And I'm like, it'd be really wild if this dude had any kind of like affiliation with any of that type of scene.
Sure.
Obviously his friend's a Christian missionary. I mean, makes sense, right?
Okay.
So I like, we're hanging out, talking to him, and I look at him. I'm like, by the way, my wife read about you being in a band. What band were you in? And he named a band called Monroe. And then he said about a band called Noise Ratchet. I remembered them. Noise Ratchet sounded really familiar. And then he said he ran merch for Spoken. I was like, okay. Because Spoken, we've toured with them back in our, you know, praise in Jesus days.
Got it.
So I look at him, I'm like, oh, you were in Spoken. Well, my name's Scott and I play in the band Zao. And he was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, this is nuts. He's like, yeah. He's like, went over the whole thing, Blood and Fire. I love that record, blah, blah, blah. So it was really neat. There was a connection there. We talked a little bit. He had me Snapchat with a friend of his from South Africa that was a Zao fan. So that was
kind of cool. Oh, no way.
Yep. Yeah. So it was just incredible to, you know, not only to like, I don't know if you like, for me, being in a band of Zao's stature, you know, some people in the scene understand like that it's a real deal. And my wife knows because I've been doing it for 20 years or whatever, but it still doesn't like really hit home with people like how known we are until like that kind of thing happens. So my wife's like in her glory, like, oh, he knows who you are.
Get out of here. That's awesome.
So, I mean, but I'm the dude's like been on Steve Harvey. I mean, like this, he's doing something incredible, really. And it's fascinating to me that he knew who our band was. But I mean, once we found out like the connection there, like I figured he would know. But it's really neat to see somebody like that that's doing something like that. That's, you know, it's out of, I don't know how somebody could do that, but he's doing it. It's amazing.
So cool that you didn't even really know about this guy until your wife mentioned it. And he happened to be like around Pittsburgh at that time.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Now I have a couple questions.
Do it.
You said she looked up where he was and you were like, coincidentally, oh my gosh, he's up the street. How would somebody else get to look it up? Cause I'm wondering if he's heading to Times Square, he's probably walking right past my house.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what route he's taking, but he is hitting DC next.
Oh,
so I don't know if he's going to go DC up through Philly or he'll go up, you know, like maybe he'll go next to your house. But what people can do is if they go, there's an Instagram page, Needle to Square.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Facebook page, Needle to Square.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's got on Twitter too. There's also like all the, you know,
I'm just going to put the .com in notes and people can.
Yeah. And I mean, there's like, once you go to his Facebook and all that kind of stuff, you're going to see all the links to the orphanage and like that whole project.
Okay.
So yeah, like once, but the easiest way to deal with it, like his Facebook page, he does live video on it. People will talk to him on there. So he'll like, you can get an idea of where he is.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't necessarily like map himself, but you know, especially if he's like, you'll know, like if he's like somewhat in your area and then you can deduce by where, like what's going on around him, where he sure. might be.
Sure.
Now we have, there's also a Facebook page, for the county I live in. It's like a news type of thing. So they talk about like weather and all that kind of stuff, or like if there's police activity, where to like stay away from. And people were posting about him on that page.
Okay.
So people were saying like, hey, he was here 5 minutes ago. That's how we were really able to like pinpoint exactly where he was.
Aha. Okay.
So, but it's kind of like, I mean, he's walking as any normal person should walk on, you know, when you're walking on freeway, like you're going to walk towards the traffic. So it's not behind you.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it's like, you got to be careful. We luckily saw him in enough time to find a little pull off. You know, I'm sure you can't just like slam your brakes on and try to pull off the road. But a lot of the time too, like he'll walk enough to where he's probably somewhere in the vicinity of like a hangout area, or like I know he got he was getting a tattoo yesterday in Ligonier. So he was in, he was in Ligonier getting a tattoo done. Yeah. My daughter just walked in. I had to tell her.
Whatever. It's cool. Hi, Sydney. Bring her over. Yeah, okay.
You want to say hi?
Come here, Sid.
Go ahead.
Hi, Sydney. Did you meet a guy with a goat a couple days ago?
Yeah.
What was that all about? What's that dude doing with a goat?
Here, you want to read? Talking to the little microphone here.
Where?
On mine, right here. You don't know how this is working.
No, I don't.
She can just talk normal. We're picking her up. What was the goat? What was the goat guy all about?
He started walking with a dog.
Uh-huh.
And he got hurt at the dog park, and then the other goat died, and he had to get this other goat. It was really nice.
But
was he a nice kid? Was he nice to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was real nice.
But I have a question, Sydney. If you and I just decided to be buddies and we're going to start walking across the country together, I can't imagine we would sit down and go, you know what we need? We need a goat. Right? Like, why do you think he's walking with a goat?
Don't know.
Me neither.
Maybe he just likes goats.
I guess.
He had a dog.
Oh, he started with a dog. He just likes animals.
Yeah.
Is a goat an upgrade from a dog, do you think?
You don't know. You done?
I'm going to go see where mommy put the trip.
She wants to go see where mommy went.
Yeah, she put fly trap.
Oh, she put a fly trap.
Is there like a
Yeah, there's it's summer. What do you think is gonna happen?
Right on.
Yeah, I don't know why he picked a goat.
Honestly. It's a valid question.
Like, yeah, it seriously is a good question. I was thinking about that. I should have maybe asked him that. You know, it's not like I met the guy. I probably could have asked him. Babe, do you know why he has a goat? Did he ever say exactly why he has the goat?
He started out with a dog.
I know he started out with a dog.
We know about the dog.
Pack goat.
Maybe because of the pack goat? I don't know.
Curious stuff.
Was there any significant like Bible person that had a goat with him all the time?
I don't know.
You're asking me?
Travis should know.
I never read the whole thing. There's all the fuel you need for the next 15 arguments.
Yeah,
we have.
We could do that.
How much money has he raised for this orphanage? Do you know?
I believe he's trying to get to 200,000.
Okay.
And I know a while ago he got to 50. He was at $50,000. Okay. Is there a new number of where he?
Yeah, he's
going
to release June's.
He's going to release June's numbers.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Well, there you go, Metal Band Kif.
Hey,
Metal Band Camp Gift Club, folks. If you want to donate a little bit of money and help this dude out,
yeah.
So I'm going to put his website up there. That's a really cool story that you got to meet him. And anybody east of Pittsburgh, heading down towards DC, back up to Times Square, anybody in that vicinity that's interested in this dude, maybe you can go run into him on the. No, run into him. Maybe you can go find him.
Be careful. I would be surprised. I mean, I would imagine when he finally gets to New York City, which is probably going to be a while because he said it would take him to July 20th for him to get to D.C. So I don't know if he's projecting to be there by the end of the year.
Or I don't know.
I have to make a funnel. Okay, well, give me a second. Yeah, if he when he actually hits New York City, I would imagine that there's going to be some
It's going to be an ordeal.
Yeah, yeah, like you'll see. Like you'll help. I wouldn't be surprised if he's like on Good Morning America, like stuff like that.
Right.
So
I'm sure they'll get to him before I will.
Yeah, I'm imagining.
You know, how sometimes guests get whisked away.
Yeah, they just people come in and they just come as birds and steal them.
You're a troublemaker. Thank you, entire Mellinger family. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, there's. Yep, this is. It's about that time.
I see that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the footnote, man. That's really
this is cool.
I think people will enjoy hearing this.
This is going to be a neat little thing to add to your podcast stuff.
Why not?
Yeah. Why? I mean, it's cool. Well, no, I'm doing. Travis is doing this new portion of As the Story Grows podcast. It's called like a footnote. So it's like when people have little stories, nothing that we could take a debate or put a whole like podcast about, he'll do these little quick 15-20 minute things and throw them up. He's just trying to be like bigger, that's all. He's trying to get his name out there, you know. This kid, this young whippersnapper, is trying to get out into the big leagues.
I will never be one of them.
None of us will be one of them.
Hey, there was a Zayo live footage put up from Canada today. Can I put the audio on?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Sure.
Make sure Sub Pop doesn't still own it or something.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know how that works. Who cares?
Ruin, who cares? It's going up.
I'm telling you to make a fun.
Just don't put the video up because I'll get more horrible comments that I've already gotten. That's all good, man.
It's okay, no problem. I'll buy you. I'll send you.
Make a funnel.
I'll send you an As the Story Grows hat.
I've been looking for hats, you know, because people are so cool. Mean. I think it's great.
Whatever. I'm growing. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're done here. Go to bed.
You too.
Gator.
All right, buddy. Bye bye.
Bye, Sid.
Make a funnel.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Some people that are fans of some of the older shit. It's because I was you guys thinking it's called Lies of Serpents. I don't have tears.
Take care. Bye.